are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration through positivity, enlightenment, oneness, collective consciousness of unconditional love and laughter and joy from my heart to yours. What's going on, people? We love you. Today we have a very informative show. We're going to be talking about the power of letting go the things that you think are good for you. Wait, now stop. When I say that, you're saying, wait, so I'm going to let go of showering because showering is good for me? No, no, no. I'm going to let go of brushing my teeth because brushing my teeth is good for me? No, no, no. I'm going to let go of drinking a bunch of water? No. I'm going to let go of eating my coconuts and squeezing my wheatgrass? No, that's not the things we're talking about. We're talking about smoking, cigarettes, drugs, addictions, sexual addictions, dependency issues that you think serve you in a positive way, but in your heart, you know that they just keep you down. Everybody all around the world has things that we do to compensate for certain emotional things, some of the things. That's my favorite word, is things. You can really refer to anything. What I'm talking about today is empowering yourself by letting go of the things that you think serve you in a positive way. We all know that smoking is bad. We all know that having a dependency on another person just disempowers us. We all know that having an addiction to, may it be, as I said earlier, sex or some sort of drug. Even addiction to a way of thinking, right? You can be addicted to anything. You really can. Not necessarily physiologically, right? But you can definitely emotionally and mentally be addicted to the things that you feel bring you comfort, right? Now, it's good to feel comfort. We all know that, We all know that we're here to feel comfortable. We're here to do things that bring us comfort. We're here to do things that give us that soft feeling in our bellies, right? That's what it's all about. But what I'm letting you guys know is there's multiple ways of feeling those butterflies in your stomach, multiple ways of feeling great and feeling completely content with your life without holding on to these self-destructive behaviors. Now, in previous shows, we've talked about the power of letting go. Similar, but very different. In previous shows, we were talking about the power of not giving somebody else the ability to affect you emotionally, right? The whole idea is that you are completely responsible for your emotional state of being, regardless of what's happening around you. There's not a construct way of feeling because something happens. For example, my girlfriend broke up with me, my boyfriend broke up with me. I feel so sad because my boyfriend broke up with me. No, you're feeling sad because that's an emotional response to what happened. When in actuality, you could change your emotional response. You could see it from a different perspective, right? We've all been there. We've talked about that. We understand the importance of that, the power of that. Today, we're going to be talking about more physical addictions, more, it could be emotional and even physiological addictions, right? Things that people think that they can't get addicted to, and then they deny that they're addicted to them, and then really that just kind of starts a spiral, a downward spiral of not fully empowering yourself and not fully recovering the true essence of who you are and who you can in this very moment be. What's going on, guys? If you want to call in to Dave's Good Vibration Station, feel free to do so. 323-203-0815. We're going to open up the phone lines for only you guys. If you want to email me live on the air, you can do so. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Once again, Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. I'm going to start off with talking about a personal experience, and you can let me know if this resonates, how this feels, and how I kind of got through this, and then the things that I still do to myself that hold me back from being fully empowered. Now, it's interesting when you think about the things that you know that you do that are bad for you, but you continue to do them because you don't feel good unless you do them, right? Interesting concept. So, we all know that there's two parts of us. There's the ego, gratification, physical, you know, me. And then there's the spirit, there's the essence, there's the all-knowingness, there's the all-interconnectedness of unconditional love and appreciation. And we are simply, well, our belief is that we are simply an expression of that unconditional loving source in a physical body that has been, here's where the second self comes in, blessed with an ego. Blessed with the ability to find contrast in the things that we like, we don't like. We've been blessed with being able to feel angry. Right? We've been blessed with being able to feel resentment, so we know that that is not the path that we want to walk. That's the whole idea. So today we're going to be talking about that very physical ego gratification part of your being, because usually we're touching on source, we're touching on soul. Well, actually, we combine the two, of course, because they're always combined. There's nothing you can do to separate the two unless, well, you will never be permanently separated. You can only be temporarily separated by your vibration. For example, Source is always happy. Source is always loving, always beaming in this starry-eyed brightness. Every time you look at somebody and you make a judgment, right? Oh, I hate that guy. Well, Source loves that guy, right? That guy inside of you that says that you hate that is disconnecting you from that source, right? But today, we're going physiological. We're going emotional. We're going physical. I used to smoke cigarettes for 4 years. I smoked cigarettes. And it started out because a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, who I would ride with every morning to school, he smoked. And, you know, the first few weeks, you know, he would offer me a cigarette. And I, you know, I'm okay. I never smoked. You know, it's kind of gross. Doesn't really smell good. Eventually, one day, I was like, oh, screw it. Yeah, let's have a smoke. And for a smoker, if you are a smoker, you've been a smoker, You like to say it's funner, it's more enjoyable to smoke with somebody else. It's more enjoyable to share that experience with another person instead of you just, you know, sitting and, you know, smoking by yourself. Now, smoking by yourself can absolutely be an amazing experience, super calming, super great, but it's more enjoyable when you have it to share the experience. So, in this situation, my friend offered me a cigarette, and I smoked it, and I liked it, right? I coughed a little bit, but hey, who doesn't? Felt good. I got this rush, this just nicotine rush, and it felt great. Felt like, you know, this 7 minutes, you know, that we're burning the cigarette, nothing can piss me off, right? Nothing can frustrate me, and it's kind of like a 7 minutes that nobody can bother you, 7 minutes that you're taking out multiple times a day to gratify yourself, to give you a moment of relaxation. We're going to be talking about today other forms of naturally relaxing yourself, other ways of letting go of these self-destructive habits. Now, I'm not only talking about smoking cigarettes, I'm talking about smoking cannabis, I'm talking about doing any sort of drug, I'm talking about having emotional and, in some cases, physiological addiction to a sexual impulse, right? Almost uncontrollable. I'm talking about being emotionally addicted, emotionally attached to a state of being, to thinking the same way over and over and over and over and over again, which only causes more self-destructive behaviors and more self-destructive thoughts. So I'm going to go on with my story to resonate with you. So I started smoking cigarettes, and soon enough, every time he would have a cigarette, I would have a cigarette with him. One day he goes, "Hey man, I love you to death, but you've been smoking half my pack." And he goes, "If you want to keep smoking, you might just want to start getting your own packs." I said, "Sure. It's only fair." So I went out and I bought my first pack. I remember it was Marlboro 27s. Got my first pack. There was an ego thing that kicked in with me when I had a pack. The first time you get a pack of cigarettes, you feel you feel kind of badass a little bit, you know. Also, we were younger, right? We were all experimenting. We all had our, you know, our phases, our stages, the things that we thought were good for us or we thought were okay or fun at the time that actually could turn out to be very harmful and addictive things. Ways of life, ways of thinking. So I got my first pack, and I remember feeling empowered from having this pack. Now, off the bat, I'm going to throw this out there. When you feel empowered from having something that causes you harm, that is a lack of power that you instill within yourself. You are disempowering yourself when you get gratified by having something that does not serve you in a positive way, right? So it starts out with cigarettes. We start smoking. You know, we smoke 5 a day, it goes to 10 a day. There was one point in time where I was smoking a pack. We both were. And then it wasn't only us, but it was our group of friends that smoked at the time as well, except for two of them. Two of them were like, "You guys are so stupid. Why are you doing that?" And they actually were the smart ones. they were the level-headed individuals. Well, we were all level-headed. We'll give ourselves more credit for the most part. But it's really interesting. It's really interesting when you think to yourself that I only feel good when I have a cigarette. Not necessarily I only feel good when I'm smoking one, but I only feel good when I have a pack of cigarettes in reaching distance of my body. I only feel good when I know that in half an hour, I'm going to be able to have a cigarette. And if I don't have any cigarettes, somebody else around me will. So it's okay. Little do you know that you are carving out a neuro pattern in your brain for disaster. Or we could also look at it like, you know, you're walking the opposite path in which you know that you should be walking. So it just teaches you the power of contrast. So that in itself could be, if you stop if you realize that the things that you're doing to yourself are self-destructive, then this can be an extremely empowering instance. Some of the most powerful people, some of the most influential, greatest, most level-headed, inspiring individuals did the most self-destructive behaviors, right? And I truly believe that the power of contrast is the driving force behind change, behind why we do things. Otherwise, if there wasn't contrast, there wouldn't be anything to go off of. There wouldn't be anything to say, I prefer this, I don't prefer this, this does feel good, this doesn't feel good, and this feels so amazing, and I notice that when I don't have this, I feel like shit. Well, there's a problem there. There's something that's out of alignment, right? We should all be able to be completely and fully empowered and feel completely blissful and joyous 100% of the time if that's what we choose. In our society, we claim that, if Shia, Prince Eternal, wonderful woman, we love you to death. She's our official Abraham teacher on the Vibration Station, teaching us the power of contrast, the power of thought, and the power of creating your own reality through positive thinking, all that stuff, right? Well, on the show last week with Shia, 2 weeks ago with Shia, it was 2 weeks ago, we touched on death, right? We were talking about how, you don't need to always cry if somebody dies. You don't always need to grieve. And then when you do grieve, who are you grieving for, right? If you really understand the essence of what's going on behind losing somebody in your life, you're not actually losing them. You're just connecting with them on a different level. You will never ever lose anybody in your life, right? I'm saying society has these constructs, these almost they impose it on you, right? Oh, somebody died and you're not sad, right? That's kind of what we're talking about. So addiction is a very similar way, right? Addiction is when you stop doing whatever you're doing, there's this imposition that it's going to be so hard to live without this. That's why I do it, because it's going to be so hard to live without this. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. If it was so easy to live without it, why would I do it? And if it was so easy to live without it, then why do I get anxious when I don't have it? Why do I get frustrated when I don't have it? Going back to my experience with smoking cigarettes when I was younger. When I didn't have a pack on me, or when I didn't have a cigarette that I could bum from a friend if I was out or whatever, I got anxious, I got frustrated, I got antsy because I wanted a cigarette. I want to smoke. You know what I mean? You know that feeling. We all know that feeling, right? And I'm not only talking about cigarettes. Like I said earlier, I'm talking about emotional states of being. When you get outside of your comfort zone, and all smoking cigarettes is, all agreeing to yourself to smoking cigarettes, doing a drug, finding an addiction through anything, physiological, emotional, a mental, whatever type of addiction, it's all a state of mind. It's all a state of being that you're constantly agreeing to on a moment-to-moment basis, right? We need to empower ourselves and understand that we have the ability to control our thoughts. Controlling our thoughts means controlling our emotions. Controlling our emotions means controlling our habits. Controlling our habits means controlling our realities, controlling our lives, right? The things that we do, the way that we think, everything. So it's all interconnected, right? So I really want to stress the point, because I love each and every single one of you so much. We are all taking part in this co-creative experience. I try to be as loving and as appreciative and grateful for all people as possible, because each one of you is just an expression of me, and I'm just an expression of each one of you. You know what I'm saying? We vibe together. We are all in this interconnected collective experience with one another. Why not find love in everything, everyone, all the time? Why not? We're all here. We have a choice, right? So the reason why I host the show is because I love you guys so much. And I love all your feedback. I really appreciate all your emails. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I really appreciate all your emails. I appreciate all the kind words that you guys put out. And I appreciate all the feedback that you give me. I do. So what I really want to stress on is the power of letting go of the things that you think empower you. So, like I said, I'm going to go back to smoking cigarettes. When I had a pack on me, I remember the first time I got a pack of cigarettes, I felt cool, right? You felt kind of badass. Oh, yeah. Oh, I smoke cigarettes. I want my friends to see. You know what I mean? And you roll the window down and, you know, you're smoking, you're bumping music. You feel it's ego gratification. That is the perfect example for ego gratification. Bam. Feeling empowered because of something outside of you, right? Now, I'm not saying that it's good to feel powerful from something outside of you. I'm not saying that it's good to feel good when, you know, you get a new car, get a beautiful car, right? That's something outside of you, and that is a great feeling. That is an amazing feeling. I'm not saying that it's not good to feel good when you feel empowered, right? We all know the feeling good, you know, is good. But what I'm saying is I'm not saying that it's bad to feel empowered when, you know, you are starting to eat healthier and, you know, taking things from the outside of you and bringing them to you to bring you power. I'm talking about it's not good to feel empowered by the things that you know are not good for you because you are giving up your power. You are giving up your internal power to be fully complete and fully whole and non-reliant upon anything but the thoughts in your head and the skin on your bones and the beautiful opportunities that are constantly lying in front of you on a moment-to-moment basis from each end of the earth to the expanding links of the universe. Do you know what I'm saying, people? Damn. So we smoke cigarettes, we start, and, 4 years goes by. All of a sudden, you're, like, smoking, you know, a pack a day, and you're like, oh, I need to slow down half a pack, and then you start up a pack, and you slow down half a pack, right? All of a sudden, 4 years goes by, you have a you have a cough, and you don't feel great. You feel the lack of energy, right? You don't feel like your natural self. At least I didn't. But after doing it for so long, your body acclimates to it. You know, once you're putting in a cigarette in your body, or you're smoking weed, you're putting weed, your cannabis in your body, you're putting drugs, you're having, you know, uncontrollable sexual desires and fulfilling them. Right? You're doing that to yourself. You're thinking these negative thoughts because you don't know how else to think, because once you start thinking outside of your comfort zone, you start feeling awkward because you're not used to it, right? We actually create an emotional dependency, whether it's physiological from nicotine or whether it's emotional from sexual. And then anything emotional, I want to say, has a physiological core to it. That's why, you know, that's why you have the addiction, right? Now, when I say physiological, I mean the physical anatomy, the anatomy being the brain. We create these neuronets, and I know that you've heard me say this so many times over the course of the Vibration Station, you know, episodes, but it's so true. It's so true. So, I'm not saying also, right, that moderation is bad, right? For example, I think that if it's in a good setting and you're with friends and, you know, you can handle it or whatever, sure, you know, smoke a cigarette, smoke a cigar, you know, maybe, you know, smokes every once in a while. Now, we do not advocate any drug use or any, you know, anything that imposes a negative connotation, right? What we are saying is it's okay to experiment. It's okay to satisfy certain, you know, desires, but in moderation, when you know that it's bad for you. Satisfy all the desires that feel good to you, that you know are good for you. Satisfy all the, you know, make a bunch of money. Satisfy that desire. That's great for you. Prosperity, abundance. That's your natural birthright, is prosperity and abundance. That's great for you. Do that. Satisfy that to the nth of your degree. You know, get whatever car you want to drive. Satisfy that. Better your health, like we were saying earlier. You know, buy new clothes. Satisfy that. That's fine. Don't just go on a shopping spree. Don't get addicted to constantly buying new clothes. That's not moderation, right? I'm just talking about the power of being able to be content without any other outside stimuli that you know is bad for you. Because when you can find the power in that, then when you do choose the moderate times to do these things that are harmful to your body, but in a right setting or whatever, then it makes it so much better than, ooh, getting high 12 times a day. Do you know what I mean? Getting high every day. Oh, trying to, you know, smoke. And I do know that some people use it for medication. Absolutely, right? There is medical purposes that it does hold. We're talking about cannabis here. There's no medical purposes that tobacco smoking nicotine with 2,500 chemicals in that holds. But, you know, also with any cannabis that has, you know, additives or anything, that's obviously not good for you. And, you know, I truly believe that, you know, cannabis in excess is not good for you at all, right? It is not good for you at all. And we are not advertising in any way, shape, or form that you smoke cigarettes or that you smoke cannabis or that you, you know, do any of these things. We're not doing that. But what we are saying is if you choose to do these things, if you choose to let them go and then use them in moderation, it is so much more powerful. It is so much more gratifying. It is so much better. You just feel better. You feel good. You feel like you don't rely on something to bring you happiness, right? You feel like you can do anything at any point in any time and not have to be bound by anything. Anything. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. So we understand that. I'm going to take one more step into the rabbit hole with you guys. And I'm going to say, as much as we know that things are bad for us, what happens right after you do something that you know is bad for you, but then you keep wanting to do it? You find excuses. Next level. First level is you know that it's bad for you, but you keep doing it because it feels good. But you know that it's bad for you. Next level, level number two, is excuses. Making excuses for yourself to keep doing these self-destructive behaviors. I know cigarettes is bad, but it really calms me down. When I go on my break, it just brings me such joy. I just really just, oh man, my 7 minutes of that day, oh, that's so great. All I look forward to when I'm at work is taking my cigarette break. And I don't even need to eat lunch. I just smoke 3 cigarettes and I feel phenomenal. Yeah, you know, that's the kind of thing we're talking about. Don't make excuses like that. Well, you can do whatever you want, but we highly suggest not making excuses like that, because that is holding the wholeness of who you are on the back burner. If you know within your heart that something is bad for you, or you're doing something in excess and you can feel your brain slowing down, if you're smoking too much weed, you're smoking too much cigarettes, your lungs are, you're smoking, you know, what, not only, you're ingesting, you know, you're taking too much ibuprofen. You rely on your ibuprofen, you know. And here's another thing that I'll talk about for my own self. I was eating ibuprofen PM like every night for like a month. I know a month isn't a long time, but I became totally reliant upon falling asleep from ibuprofen PM. And this is because I started having sleeping problems and, you know, I was convincing myself. And then I started making excuses for myself to eat the ibuprofen. Well, it's not really a drug, right? Can't be that bad for you. It's not really a drug. It's only an anti-inflammatory, right? How, you know, if anything, I'm just, you know, I'm just anti-inflaming my body. It's good for me, right? It helps me sleep. Yeah, when I wake up, I feel groggy as shit, but that's okay. I had a great night of sleep, and I dreamt, like, you know, the gnarliest dreams, and I slept like a damn baby, right? You're making excuses for yourself. You're making excuses for yourself. Oh, but this, but it feels so good, but this drug, you know, whatever it is. Sex is just so good, right? How great is it? Sex is so good, right? And I just, you know, oh, but, you know, there's, do you know how many nymphomaniacs? Nymphomaniacs! And I'm not saying you're a bad person if you are addicted to a feeling of sex. You're not bad. You're a great person. You're a beautiful person. You're not hurting anybody unless you're, you know, unless you have a, you know, an ill intention with the things that you do, you know, sexually or, you know, when you're with people and you're doing whatever you do drug-wise or whatever, and you try to get someone into that, you try to inspire somebody to, you know, line up with that badness within them. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, just try this out. Oh, that's why the first time's always free, you know? Just kidding. I'm dead serious, though. But I'm kidding. But I'm serious. It's, you know, we can find any excuse in the damn world to do something that is bad for us. And we can justify it by the good feelings that it brings us. We can justify it by how it makes us relax. We can justify it by just how orgasmic it is. We can justify it just by how, you know, of an amazing experience this is and just how much joy this brings you. But we need to understand that this joy is somewhat artificial. Now, every feeling that you feel is real. Every feeling that you feel is real. There's no such thing as an artificial feeling, obviously. But there are feelings that are inspired by artificial elements. That's what I'm talking about. And when we become reliant on these feelings that are supported by artificial elements, that's when we're walking down a road that we probably shouldn't. Because the path of empowerment, the path of knowing that you don't need something to bring you contentment, the path of knowing that you don't need something to keep your head at ease, is so much more powerful, so much more gratifying, so much more inspiring to you, the ego you, and the inner you, and everybody else around you, than the opposite. Than being reliant. It is so much more powerful. And I'm speaking, I'm not some, you know, perfect, well, we're all perfect beings. I truly believe that, you know, from the worst, your perception of the worst, most evil individual is still perfect in nature. But what I'm saying is I'm no saint, right? I'm no, you know, oh, I know this is right and this is wrong and this is da 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 da. I've done things in my past that have self-destructed my body. I've done things that I look back at and I'm like, why did I do that? And then I'm like, wait, for the contrast. I did that for the contrast. I had to do that to show myself that I don't want to do it because it feels so much better when I don't do it. And the very rare occasions that it comes around, and let's say I do feel like doing it, when I do, it is way better than when I was dependent on it. We all have addictive properties. We all have addictive nature, right? Some are harder than others. That's why some people, you know, when they drink and they can't stop drinking, you know, they have to go to a 12-step program. And, you know, once they take that first sip of alcohol, you know, they don't stop until they're blacked out. You know what I'm saying? And then they know that that's bad for them. Same with the weed smokers, same with the cigarette smokers, same with the sex addicts, same with the emotional state of being addict. You know, staying with the drama addict. Drama, man. Drama. That's another one. Drama. Who wants drama, right? Now, there's so many people that thrive off of drama. When there's no drama, they sure as hell find a way to create it. Addicted to the drama. Do you know what I'm saying? Addicted to talking shit about other people. Excuse my French. Addicted to talking bad. You know, oh, that person's so ugly. Oh, that person's so this. Oh, that person's so that. Oh, that person's fat. Oh, that person's a dick. That person's a bitch. You know, whatever. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. You know, you can totally become dependent on putting other people down to make yourself feel better. But in actuality, my friends, who I love so dearly, the only person you're putting down is you. Do you think that the people that you're talking bad about are hearing you talk bad about them? Do you think that the people that you are putting down behind their backs feel you putting them down? Fuck no, they don't. The only thing that they feel is what's right in their heads, what's right in front of them, what's right in front of them. And the only thing that you feel is your lack of understanding for their situation. That's it. Don't put people down. Don't get addicted to that shit. Don't put yourself down. I'm so ugly. I'm so fat. I'm so this. I'm so that. People become so reliant upon putting themselves down to get sympathy from other people. What's up with that? And I'm not saying that you're a bad person if it makes you feel better to have somebody pat you on the back and say, I'm so sorry that you lived such a terrible life. I'm not saying that you're a bad person if that makes you feel good, because you're not. You're a beautiful person. You're a great person. But you know what? There's much more embracive and fucking powerful ways to feel what you're looking for. Damn, I can't tell you how passionately I feel about this. Just because I see so many people that make their happiness dependent on doing something harmful to them. And I look around, right? Their hands are in their head. And I'm guilty of it too. I'm totally guilty of it. I've just come to the understanding that at this point in my life, I feel so blessed to have learned that that does not serve me. I've put down people. I've talked bad about people with my friends. Oh, that guy's a dick. Guy's an asshole. Yeah, he did this. Oh, he did this. Even if it's something directly to you. Well, this guy doesn't, you know, this guy doesn't deserve my blessing. This guy doesn't deserve my appreciation or my love because he did this to me. Okay, why are you holding on to it? The only person being affected is you. The only person being affected is you. You think that guy cares? Really? You think that guy cares if you're still mad at him? If you got... Come on, man. Get over it. It's okay. Pat yourself on the back. Say it's a learning experience. And I'm going to be the most powerful individual once I find redemption in my heart for this guy. I'm going to be such a powerful person when I find redemption in my heart for quitting smoking. I don't know, right? I only feel good when I have a pack. I only feel good when I smoke. Oh, fuck, I haven't had a cigarette today. I feel like shit. It's 3:00 in the afternoon. Oh, I had a coffee without a cigarette. I know you know what I'm talking about if you've smoked. And I know you know what I'm talking about if you're emotionally dependent. I know you know what I'm talking about, man. Even if you're perfect, you know, we've all put people down and we're all perfect. But, you know, even if you don't have these habits, bless you, man. Bless you. Bless you. We got a caller on the air. We're going to take this. How you doing? You're live on the air. Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, Dave. This is Jasmine. How are you?
What up, Jasmine?
Hey.
How you doing?
You are the righteous Reverend Davy Crockett today. I'm telling you what.
The
you
righteous Reverend. You can call me David. In the house of the Lord, of the soul, of the source. And
no, for real. You are preaching to me. I wanted to share with you. I love you, by the way. You are so spiritual, and I have found Abraham as well.
I love you,
but
Jasmine.
I wanted you to know that I was in college for many years, worked hard, but had panic attacks. So my doctor had given me Xanax, and I got addicted to Xanax for about 3 years, and then I got worse, because all I wanted to do was sleep, and every time I thought a bad thought, I took the Xanax, and I was popping pills all day long.
Wow.
So I just decided to stop. And
was that hard for you?
And when I stopped, I thought I was going to die because I just stopped taking them.
Right.
And I found out that you can have psychotic events or something, they said, when you stop taking them. and I thought I was dying. I really did. So I went back to my doctor, and I told him the truth, that I was addicted, and he tapered me off, you know.
Wow.
But
Jasmine, you are so powerful.
The tranquilizer, and I found meditation. I found the God within me, and I know that I am a good person, and I'm powerful.
Right.
And I just wanted to share with you that you are so on about all that, about smoking and drinking and the pills and the sleeping pills and everything. It's all good to survive, but to feel alive,
yes,
you've got to get off that.
Gotta
and
get off
that's
the shit.
What I learned. Yeah.
Jasmine, I first and foremost, I want to send you my congratulations for being able to find that spot within your heart where you looked at yourself in the mirror and you're like, what am I doing? Right?
Yeah.
Why, yes. Please tell me if I'm wrong, but like, damn, it feels good when you're, you know, on the Xanax, or, you know, damn, it feels good when you're high, and damn, it feels good when you haven't had a cigarette all day and you sit down and you finally smoke that cigarette. It is like a freaking ton of bricks was just lifted off your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy, does it feel good. But what I'm saying, and Jasmine, I know that you resonate with this, and I'm so grateful that you called. What I'm saying is, it is so much better of a feeling. It is so much more powerful. So everything is clearer when you're not always high. Everything is clearer.
Yeah.
And
not only is everything
clearer, but and please be honest. Please just please just totally be honest, right? Tell me this.
Okay.
When you stopped taking the pills, right? Did you notice that your life, not only did you feel better, that's of course, you know, but people want to see results. People want to have a reason to stop. Why would I stop if it feels so good? Now, this is what I want you to be honest about. Did your life change drastically, but in the way that things were popping up for you? Like, things that you wanted started kind of flowing in, whether it was slowly or drastically. All of a sudden, when you got off the pills, did you notice that things in your life started to create? Things in your life that you had put in, like, what we like to say is in your vortex, right? That's an Abraham term. Things that you have put in your emotional, vibrational escrow started manifesting. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it sure did. It was just, you know, it was just small at first because I could focus better.
Right.
I could study. I could. And a lot of my friends who I lost because I was always high. I was always or sleeping.
Right.
Or, you know, just chilling, and you get the Xanax and you get the wine. No, the changes in my life came about because I was a different person, because
right.
I no longer needed to shut off from reality.
Right.
I became very spiritual and I became a creator. And as I worked hard, everybody started telling me how different I was and how happy they were. And family who I had problems with and judged me said, wow, we are so happy for you because you are different now.
Wow.
So I was just, changes started happening. It was because I was changed.
Right.
My thought vibration had changed.
Right. Exactly.
So I was a different person, and people said, you are so much better, and you seem so much happier.
Right.
And they noticed it. So,
Jasmine, that's
what was going on.
That is so beautiful. I love that. That touches my heart, and especially it touches my heart that you know, you wanted to call in and share your story with, you know, thousands and thousands of people on a live radio show. I really, really appreciate that. That's a beautiful thing.
Well,
and, oh, sorry, you go on.
No, I listen to you. You know, it's funny, when I Google, I start looking for things that are, you know, in tune with Abraham and the law of attraction and all that. And I was looking around and wondering if, you know, I listened to the audio and iTunes and all that, but I found that you talk about this.
Well,
and you have a woman on your show. I don't know who her name is.
Shea Prince Eternal.
Shea Prince Eternal.
She's amazing.
She is amazing, too. I just flipped on to her once, and I love what you guys are doing, and I just wanted to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jasmine. That touches my heart. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I have so much unconditional love for all of you, for everyone, really, really, like I said at the beginning of the show. And sometimes it's hard when you're driving on the freeway and someone cuts you off. It's hard to be like, I love you, dude. I have unconditional love for you. But like, truly, like I said at the beginning of the show, we are all a collective unit. We are all interconnected.
Oh, yeah.
So why not love people for no damn reason? Why should I love that guy? Why should you not love that guy? You know what I'm saying? What in your head is telling you otherwise? And like I said, that's societal conditioning, right? We're not, you know, when the president gets up to speak or whatever, he's the first thing that comes out of, you know, his mouth is, you know, not let's find unconditional love for each and every single person. Yeah, maybe like world peace, but we got to take the troops out of Iraq and, you know, we got to do this and, you know, we got to do this and then I got to make deals with this. And the only reason why I use the president is because the president is the quote leader of our country. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're in other countries, I know we have a bunch of listeners, Australia and all around the world. Do you know what I'm saying? There's you know, you got to look at the people. Number one, politics are 100% outside of the vortex, but you need to look at the people, right, and what they're really saying, and then understand the constructs. We just need to find love. We just need to get every chance that we have, every person that we come into contact with, we just need to love. And the more that you love, the more people you will come into contact with that you have found have let go of those self-destructive behaviors. We all have self-destructive behaviors. We all have self-destructive thoughts. I'm not just pinpointing the people that are in a 12-step program that have done good for themselves and, you know, used to drink a bunch or smoke a bunch or, you know, do whatever it was that you did. I'm talking about everybody on the planet. We all think negative thoughts. We all, when somebody, like I said, cuts us off, we go, you know, fuck you. Excuse my French. You know what I mean? But like, we throw up the middle finger. If somebody, we're all putting people down. Oh, that person's a dick. That person's an asshole. This person may. But if we can just come to terms, like I said, when you're putting somebody else down, the only person that you're putting down is yourself. When you're doing self-destructive behaviors for you, The only thing that to try to make you feel good, I need this to feel good. I need the Xanax, or I need the smoke. I need the cannabis. I need the cigarette. I need the alcohol. Yeah. Whatever. I need the sex. Whatever it is. When you do that to make yourself feel good, the only thing that you are doing is disempowering yourself. And the more that we can realize that, and the more that we can find love for ourselves, and like I said, redemption, and coming to terms with it, and not feeling guilty for doing these self-destructive behaviors, but understanding that we did these to show ourselves the contrast of how powerful we can be without them, then we will start attracting other people that are on that same vibration.
Oh, yeah.
That's it?
Oh, yeah. And what I also found was and it's about other people. It's trying to love. But what we have to do, I found for me, is to forgive myself and have compassion for me first. When I forgave myself for being an addict,
right,
I forgave myself for being a bitch,
right,
and needy and zoned out and not available for my family.
Totally. Totally.
I then had self-compassion to those who needed to have their drugs or their drama, as you said.
Because you understand it from a deeper level.
Until you've been there,
you
don't get it.
Exactly.
And I was there.
Exactly.
And then I had compassion for me because I know how much in pain I was.
Totally.
So if you have compassion for others,
right,
you must have compassion for yourself.
You got to. Jasmine, I'm so sorry, sweetheart. We got to wrap up the show right now, but I love you so much, and I really appreciate your call. That means the world, and you are such a powerful individual. Can you do me a favor and make sure to shoot me an email? Do me a favor.
I will do it.
Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. You're the best, Jasmine. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
We love you so much.
Thank you. Bless you.
Bless you. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Bye.
Jasmine, that's beautiful. I really, really appreciate you. I appreciate everybody out there. This has been a beautiful episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. Once again, always sending my unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. I just want to spit out a few of our sponsors. Thank you, Ryan Odom from Lexus Keys, 5905 Van Nuys Boulevard. If you are looking for a car at an amazing price, a beautiful car, make sure to hit up Ryan Odom, right? If you guys are in the Los Angeles area looking for a beautiful brand new car, not just Lexuses, it's Keys, so they have everything from Toyotas to Hondas to Mercedes to BMW. Check it out. You can't miss it. Also, I want to thank Crazy Inkjets. Thank you, Yaniv, over at Crazy Inkjets right on Topanga and Dumas. If you are in the valley and you're looking for cheap, really top quality and a great price printing supplies, ink and whatnot, that's where you're gonna go. Once again, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station, always sending you my unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from my heart to yours. Check out our Facebook, like us on Twitter, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Love you guys. See you next Sunday.
The brush strokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum. Subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match. Left to left, the place is packed. But all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back. So he thinks that he is that body, mind, vehicle. I am is a theory. Fueling on materials, totally invisible. So go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still.